Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday morning call. Wow, so as a company, we did $2.6 million of business on the annuity side, one of our bigger weeks. I apologize, 3.6. So congratulations, team, and everybody who put that together. It's pretty incredible on the volume and what we did and how we did it. I think it's pretty impressive. I think in just going out and making it happen week in and week out, and when I look at this volume and where a lot of this business comes from on the annuity side, it's a lot of existing customer business. I can tell you that only a couple of them maybe that I know weren't from existing customers, but I would say over 2.5 million of it was pretty much a relationship of some kind, a friend, a customer in another area. And it just tells you that the more we talk about it, the more we're training on how to keep it simple, people that have gotten Sherpas involved to help out, learning it and going through that process and then going off and doing it on their own. It's huge. Impressive week, everyone. And then I have two bots because I really want to interview him. His team is doing amazing. And guys, as an organization, it's important to make sure that you guys get your guys to report numbers, to make sure that if they get the recognition they deserve. And I know there's stuff that's posted on Facebook. I picked up a couple of people that were new, but just make sure you get your guys to log in and do that. I mean, we are going to do a new bonus. It's going to be starting next year. I might actually do it from Thanksgiving to Christmas to sneak a bonus in by the end of the year. So we might make a change and test it. But for that new bonus, it won't be the 15K, it'll be less to get another bonus, be a little smaller. However, because I really think part-timers should be able to hit it, and because it's going to be a little less, but the only thing I'm going to require is that you post on one of the three social media pages so it can be picked up by everybody. That's going to be the only thing. So it'll be report your numbers and post. Because I like to see the people that are posting seem to be getting the momentum, seem to be getting the mojo, and the fact is it's a documentation of what they're doing, and it's a documentation of what you're doing as an individual. The culture it creates for everybody to know that everybody can do this, whether you're, you know, you look like a rock star or you don't. This is a business that if you just try to help people, it's extremely profitable. Tuba Benson himself, who's on the call, not having him on the call about his personal production. We're going to talk a little bit about some business stuff he's doing, opening the door a little bit about. But the really what I want to talk to him about, and I haven't talked to him at all, then said, could you be on the call with? I want to talk to him about his team. I want to talk to him about Manning. I want him to talk to him about the people in his organization, Jana. I want to talk to him about Elliot, people that are getting people going and working with people and holding their hand. And I'm going to compliment him on something that I learned from talking to his agents. I'm going to give him some live feedback on what his agents say about him. So good or bad, I'm going to give him some feedback in front of everybody. It's important to be passionate about what we do. It's important to share what we do. It's important to constantly follow up. Don't miss the boat on that. You know, I see people who put up big numbers and big life numbers, and they're not putting up the annuity numbers. It's get a Sherpa involved. Check your ego at the door. You know, Zach is someone that in the beginning I helped with annuities. Now he does it on his own. Now he's a Sherpa. You know, just be that person that wants to help others. Don't worry about yourself. There's no reason why, you know, that somebody who's not been in the top 10, that someone who's not won a cruise in the past, someone is not putting up, you know, at least 100, 150,000 a week in the news right now. It's low hanging fruit. And if you don't have the time or energy or want to do it yourself, have someone call your book for you. Have someone email your client base on your behalf. Have someone follow up with phone calls on your behalf and split the comp with them. Okay. You know, get a Sherpa to help you. Don't miss the boat. This is a unique opportunity. You're going to see it. The other thing that's going to happen is these pop products that we're putting in place right now, they're going to kill it if the market comes up. If you have someone on a one-year point-to-point with Atlantic Coast and the aging of America, like they showed Walgreens stock just jumped today and CVS, which I think are stocks that are part of it, or stocks like that. They're up like in the last 3 months, like 12% or 10%. Can you imagine if you got 160% of that? That means the stock grows 10%, but you get 16. You're going to see huge years from these annuities, the first couple of years. They're going to be humongous. And you're going to be able to show that to people and say, listen, this is what I've done for my customers. This is what we've done for our customers. This is a game changer. There's no downside risk. I mean, isn't that incredible? Yes, you pay a 1.25, but you get something for that. You get 160% instead of just getting 100%. This is the opportunity to get people back in the game after such a loss that they've taken over the last 12 months. So it's going to be a crazy week. It's election week. There's some GDP numbers coming out this week. The market's going to be all over the place. hold on to your bootstraps. I think that's a term. Hold on to your bootstraps. It's going to be a crazy couple of weeks in the market, and that's going to be good for our products. So record annuity week by far, right up there, record life week. I mean, the numbers in the life insurance side have been incredible. I asked Tuba to be on the call, not because of him being number three for the week, which normally in any other week would have been number one, to be honest with you. And it's not because of that. It's because I see the people in his organization that have jobs, that have full-time other things that they're committed to 9 to 5 every week. And yet his people are making the leaderboard. He is a life changer. He is not a mentor coach. He's turning into a life changer. And the feedback that I get from people when I talk to him about him is that he is not pushing anybody. He is leading from the front. He is putting people on a train car behind him, and he's pulling them along with encouragement and love and support. And he is not doing it for the money, but he's making money because of it. It's counterintuitive. So the mistake I see people make is, well, I want to recruit to make an override. Well, don't recruit then. Because if you're just doing it to make money off somebody, it's not going to work because people feel it. Do it because you want to be a life changer. And I think that, you know, it's tough because this month we had the Crusader of the Month and it was Monte Katrina put up crazy numbers. But I was like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, really, another person that could have been Crusader of the Month is, and I don't know who's going to take it this month from, because it's the ability for someone to change someone's life. The ability to meet Manning Betting in Atlanta, have him tell me his financial situation, have him tell me he's been in the business 6 months and all they did was tell him to buy leads and not support him, and see him in his situation. And then now knowing what his deposits look like, knowing what this has done, knowing how this is going to change his life, it's just unbelievable. And then I look at Janet, who's a school teacher, and you can hear in her voice the appreciation and the enthusiasm for the support and love and help that she gets from Tuba and Steve. And it's not about the money with Tuba. And that's why I think the upside is humongous. You know, when people have money issues and they're trying to build a team, they look at the teammate as a way to make money off them. The way to make a lot of money in this business is go make a lot of money with your pen so that you can, because then you can show it. And Tuba obviously can do it. He's been on the leaderboard a ton. He's making good money doing this as a side business, not his main business, which is even crazier, that he can support, he can honor, he can hold these people's hand, he can actually get to the training, he can get on the training, he can help them when they need to be helped, but he actually runs another business, which is a big business, like 70-something employees, people. So it's funny how I have someone will be like, oh, I'm spending so much time coaching and mentoring people, but yet I'm not getting the results. And when I talk to these people, two things that Tuba does, and this is feedback, he's not telling his people what to do. He's asking questions and walking them through the process instead of just getting them on the phone and saying, do this, and hanging up, or this is what I would have done hanging up. He's getting people to actually run practice appointments. He's getting people to actually call him before and after each appointment. He's getting people to call before and after when they dial phone, when they dial leads. He's doing all the little things that I think are intangibles that show he's not just doing it for the money. And I think people feel they're part of something great and big because of that. And they also feel like they're not a number. They feel like they're important. And I always say it's not really, people remember not what you do for them, it's how you make them feel. And he has taken that and done that through his team building. And I think by doing that, he lets people know that he cares about them. And it's not just a shtick. And what I mean by that, it's not just like a game for him. He's serious about being a life changer. And you know, we don't really talk about being a life changer, but that's the feedback that he is a life changer, and he's doing it. And he's doing it not for the money. He knows the reward of making him a life changer will make him money. He understands that part of the business, but he's actually executing that part. And because of that, he's helping people through struggles. Janet had a struggle he helped through. Manning had some struggles he helped them through. And he's got other people on his team now, like Elliot, that he's helping them people ride up. He's got another person on the leaderboard. You know, having two part-time people on the leaderboard, and then last week having some part-time people, and then issue paid having people on the leaderboard, it's no accident. And I know Jana was sick last week, so she couldn't be on the leaderboard. She was trying to have another week, but I know she's got a whole bunch of appointments lined up this week, so she'll have a good week this week. So, Tuba, I hope I hope you're there, and I didn't say all these nice things, and then you're not there. That would be kind of funny. But are you there?
No, I'm here. Good morning.
I should have checked first.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Super proud of you, what you're doing. And I got questions. So, you know, my first question is, congratulations on your week. And I'm going to stay on their team building side. So as you're bringing people on, and I'm going to, let's talk about Manning first, because we both were in Atlanta at the same time. Like, what are some of the things you maybe saw in Manning that gave him the ability to kind of work with you? And what I mean, like, it wasn't like he just didn't want it. He wanted it in Atlanta, but maybe some of the activities that you did early on with him that he did early on that motivated you to really pour the time and energy into him. And even though maybe he struggled in the beginning, you kept doing it. So like, kind of walk us through the Manning process of the meeting Manning, getting him to a meeting, and then kind of what got him to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Manning, I met him the same weekend you met him, as far as like in person. He was a guy who Eric and him had met and realized they both did, you know, were in the life insurance business. And I think at the time Manning had his license for 3 years, worked with State Farm, maybe put in a couple apps there, like, and then also had been with another IMO for 6 months to a year and had never put an app in. And so I think he was at the place in his like life where he was like, all right, maybe this may not be for me. But, you know, Eric, I think just kind of told him, you know, briefly about us, and then linked him up with me on a phone call, and, you know, just kind of let him know, hey, there's a boot camp in Atlanta. Manning actually lives 4 hours away from, you know, where the boot camp was. And he drove up on his own. I remember walking in and he was already there. You know, Eric introduced him to me, and he was sitting in the very front row. I mean, all the stuff that like people I think is gimmicky and cliche, like sit in the front row, show up early, like have your notepad out to take notes, you know, ask questions, be eager and enthusiastic about actually being there, right? Like all those things. That's like who he was without even being part of us yet, right? And so he was there. And so I remember at the end of boot camp, he was like, yeah, I'm in. And I was like, in what? He was like, whatever you need me to do, like, I want to work with y'all. And I was like, all right. And I think, and if I remember right, we talked, you know, for a solid hour, you know, or two, like on the drive back. And then I think I linked up with him another time, and a few days after that, and he started going through contracting. But I think initially he just was very eager, enthusiastic, and just kind of start like gave a lot of belief from the beginning that this was for him and that we were the team. Because the one thing he said to me that I knew that we had with Freedom Financial and, you know, working with Brooks Financial, is that he said, Tuba, I was part of this other group and they never would train me. We would jump on a Zoom meeting and I don't even know that the lady that I worked with even knew my name, right? And I've never got direct training. So all I'm thinking is, well, if there's anything we're really strong at, it's one-on-one and very, you know, very individualized training. So I knew we could at least do that, right? Like, so as long as he was true to what he was saying, as far as like being a hard worker, he was like, man, I'm willing to work hard. I'm willing to figure it out. I'm willing to be patient. I just need someone to train me. And honestly, he was good to the other side of it, right? And so I knew we were able to meet him with, you know, plug him into our system of, you know, going through the training of practice appointments and B leads and all those things. And he, you know, is probably one of the shyest people I'd met, like, up front. Like, if you meet him now, you won't think that, especially when you see him speaking at boot camps. But he'll tell you he's not naturally, doesn't love to be in front of people. And he, you know, even though he's a singer and he performs and sings, but when it comes to like speaking and like, you know, one-on-one interactions. And so we had to work through some of that. Some of that came through, you know, reading books and through him, I mean, through me sharing the fact that like, I'm also that same personality of who's not naturally, I don't feel as natural in front of people when it comes to like being outgoing. I'm more of an introvert when it comes to like one-on-one interactions. And so he just was very coachable from the beginning, and that was represented in him doing the things that I asked him. Hey, can you just call me every day? That's it. I don't even care how you're feeling. I don't care if you think this is sucks or it's garbage. Just give me a call every day. Some days we're going to talk about coaching. Some days we're just going to talk about life. Right. And then, or just check in and say, hey, send me a text. So little things like that he would do. And then, pretty much everything, you know, practice appointments, you know, he did them, but sometimes he was, you know, would, you know, hey, didn't go so great. And we kind of talked through what they were for, you know, learning the B lead script. And then it kind of just kept going from that there to where he's now, you know, does the A leads and he's doing B leads, but he also has warm market interactions and business to business. And and all these other things, but the groundwork was laid from the very beginning with him being very open to, you know what, this is, I believe you guys are the ones I want to work with. And so I'm going to be submissive to it, and I'm going to, you know, kind of trust it. And even though the last few places I've been, I probably did the same thing. I'm hoping y'all are the one for me. And it's ended up being just a really good pairing, not only for him, because I know, and I'm seeing the amount of business he's doing, as far as like as a business person, but all professional, but also for his personal life, for his marriage, and then for us. Like, I mean, he's such a great value add to our firm. Like, I mean, just so eager to do stuff, so hungry. I remember sitting down with someone who, I was telling them about Manning and some of my other brokers and someone in another industry, and they're like, yeah, I haven't been able to find people like that. And I was like, it's a game changer. So you hear me talking like this, Mike, a big part of that obviously is the leadership that I get to be around, and like you and Steve, and get to like rub shoulders with Zach and Monty Katrina, and you know, the list goes, I mean, the corners, I mean, the list goes on, right? Like, and then the brokers I work with are pushing me with their eagerness, their enthusiasm to learn, their coachability. I mean, it puts me in a position where I'm like, how could I not get, you know, on the track and try to run at a faster pace and make sure I'm doing my own personal business, so I'm kind of leading the way and, you know, all those things. But, yeah, Manny's been great value add. I mean, in addition to him, his wife is probably his number one. It is his number one cheerleader, not probably, is his number one cheerleader in what he does here. And she goes to every boot camp with him for the most part when she can, unless she's got stuff with her own personal business. She's, you know, always pumping him up, always speaking positive about him. Everything that I hear him say about what she says is positive about what we do. And I think that's really key. If you've got somebody in, whether it's a friend, family, or whoever, who's influenced you negative about what we do, it's already hard enough because we already have our own personal demons, right? Like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can keep doing this. I don't know if I'm good enough. Like, or maybe you're trying to make a growth from like 5K a week AP to like 10K and you start having doubts. If you got somebody else who's in your back ear and they don't believe in you, I'm always like, get rid of them. Now, obviously you can't do that if it's like a wife or somebody like that's got a certain place in your life, but you've got to really push the control, you know, the people who get to have access to your heart and then access to you, right? And so, but Manning's one of those people that has a huge cheerleader, a huge professional in his wife who's right next to him and like assisting him with, you know, even helping him be organized and a lot of those things. And I think it's really a big part of his success as well, because I think they're both running in the same direction, which helps all of us run in the same direction.
So one of the things, you as a leader, and I want other people to hear this answer, because if you don't know the question come, I love when I throw these questions out. People think we talk in advance and we don't. Anybody who's been in this call knows we don't. I just try to do these as I write notes. And one of the biggest things is that there are a lot of people that suck our time. There are a lot of people that you've given energy and the same encouragement, the same support, the same coaching, the same mentoring, but they just don't make it because they quit. They're quitters, because that happens. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
But how do you spend all that extra time and energy and get no reward and then still do it for Manning that came later? So you have people that came before that you spent all this time and energy and did stuff with, and they didn't make it. Or maybe you think maybe something happened, you did or whatever. It's irrelevant. But now you didn't say that, you didn't say, oh, I don't want to do it because I don't want to spend time with Manning because it could be a waste of time. Like, what makes you continually give back and not worry about maybe someone not making it? Just give your 100% to give them the opportunity to make it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I mean, for me, one is I've had to continually go through a lot of growth for myself, right? So that I know that I'm where I'm at because of a lot of people who've poured into me, and they didn't know whether or not I would be, you know, they would reap any benefits of pouring into me. Right. I mean, both, you know, Steve and I talk every single day, right? You pour into me. Like, there's no way of y'all knowing when you first met me 2 years ago. You can kind of say, okay, he's successful. Hopefully he'll be successful in this. But I think that's almost everybody we meet, right? They're successful in something else, and we're hoping they'll be able to bring that into here, into this environment, and we're able to teach them. I think for me, you know, one, like, you always hear, you got to really enjoy and love the process. I love the process of coaching and mentoring, and you know, just you know, being able to pour into people's lives. Like, I think it's one of the it's I probably get the most reward out of it just in general, right? What I've got really blessed and fortunate, and like what I think is pretty amazing, is that I can actually get compensated financially for doing it, right? I mean, like, in this way. And so I think two things. I definitely have full belief that this is one of the greatest life hacks that there is when it comes to someone being able to, you know, get a license, start building something that can be, make way more money than doctors and lawyers, or just even than like a teacher, or even just part-time money, right? Like, they can make way more money and make and have the lifestyle that they want to have if they'll apply themselves to it. And so when I look at it, I'm like, I look at a Manning, right? And I think, if he'll do some of these things, right, if he'll be consistent at this, this will literally change his life. Literally change his life. On the backside, as a you know, firm owner, like, I also know that financially it's going to benefit me, but the bigger part is it's going to literally change his life and generations to come of people that, his kids that he hadn't even met yet, if he has kids, right? Or people in his circle he hadn't even met yet. And so I think for me, it's just knowing how big of an impact it's going to have on a Jana, a Manning, an Ellier, a Valerie, a Brian, a Didi, a Nona, Cecilia, the list just keeps going on, right? And I know that already because it's already in just being around Freedom Financial for 2 years, it's impacted my life, right? And they can't just be a one-off for me or a one-off for Monty and Katrina or for Zach or for, you know, Liz, or, you know, the list goes on, right? Or for, you know, Steve and Lisa, it's got to also be true for me. So I've already seen it be true for me. And so I know that if I can just kind of continue that cycle, that it's going to be true for the brokers I work with. And regardless of whether or not they're going to make it or not, right? Like, I don't know if when I remember telling, I mean, I'm pretty transparent. I remember this young lady, you know, her husband was having health problems. So she had, you know, went from being a stay-at-home mom of like 3 or 4 to like the breadwinner. And she was like doing Uber or something like that, like Postscripts, and she was looking for something, and she went through the testing and all these different things, and I'm like fully like, man, I'm about to change her life. She's like doing all the things, like practice appointments, came to a couple boot camps, I'm pouring into her, and then like all of a sudden she just completely is gone, right? Ghosted, and was like, calls me, it's like, you know what, something came up in life and I just don't think I can continue to do this. She hadn't even been around like for maybe a month and a half. I had already poured into her in my brain and my heart. Like, she'd been around for 10 years, right? Like, I'm like, I'm investing for the next 10 years. I'm seeing her future, all these things. I remember literally, because it broke me so much, like, as a leader, like, and just knowing what, like, her, what it would be, do for her life to be around us. I remember calling Steve, and I just bust out crying. And I was just like, I was just trying to pour into her, and she's just left me. And I was so kind of, like, broken by it. But the reality is that, like, I'm not really the one who's choosing whether or not people are successful or not. Manning is choosing that he's successful in this industry. Jana is choosing if they're successful in this industry, that she's successful in this industry. Eric is choosing that he's successful in this industry. Ellier is choosing that he's successful. I'm just the one who's giving the opportunity. And if they'll meet me with 100% to allow them to coach, I'm going to meet them with 100% also, right? I don't do this whole 50-50 thing. I need them to give 100% of whatever they have available to give. All my people are full-time something else. And then they have a full-time business in this industry as well, right? It's not a part-time business. It's a full-time business in this industry, but they also have a full-time job or a full-time marriage or a full-time whatever else it is that they do, right? And so we try to just work on having a balance of, you know, how do you balance it out? How are you able to let me meet you where you are, but you've got to also meet me, right? But I do think that at the end of the day, I continually always believe that each and every person I work with has landed in the greatest place it can land when it comes to being part of an IMO and being part of a financial service firm. And they've also landed in me in one of the best coaches that they could work with. And I believe that that's just true, that they were just drawn to me, right? And the people that Monty and Katrina are working with, they were supposed to be working with them, right? And so I really just kind of have that belief, and you kind of brush your shoulders off. You that's why I have my own coaches and mentors, right, that I'm able to go to and be like, all right, that sucked, you know, like, and it's like, okay, and people like you and Steve are like, Tuba, we've been through this too, but at higher numbers because we've been doing it a little bit longer. And then it just kind of reminds me why I'm doing this, right, which is for the next Manning, who I haven't even met yet, right? Right now I've got several more people in testing right now, you know, that are going through testing. So I'm hoping to have another batch of 5 to 10 new brokers by the end of the year. And you know, my goal is to continue pouring into the ones I'm working in right now, eventually, you know, developing some of those ones into managers, but, you know, looking for the next person who will allow, you know, this industry and then this firm and then me to be able to, you know, hopefully, you know, change their life or make a little bit of a positive wrinkle in their life and, you know, hopefully, you know, impact the larger community.
So going through that upsetting situation and feeling that way, and then just let's just give you the positive sense. So people are like, yeah, there's that happens. And I think that just kills some people that are trying to build. They're like, I'll just go write business. Screw it. I'll just go write business. And, but then let's just talk about what you did for Manning just real quick. Let's give you two examples. Like, I've seen, I think Manning could make more in the fourth quarter. So he got a month and a half or a month and three quarters to go than he made in the entire year in his other job in just 3 months. So, like, would you agree?
100%. We've already had that conversation. I 100% agree. Yep.
So seeing that change, like watching Manning's life change. So what I see is Manning's lifestyle is going to change. He needs to save his money. But I also see not only lifestyle change, but I see him and his wife, their financial life change. I also see from an outsider looking in that I really feel like his network is noticing that he is making a change and an impact. I see it in social media posts. I see it in how people respond to him. He is getting so much support, like talk about positive support from his surroundings, and people are rooting for Manning. And it's because Manning cares about people. So it's kind of crazy. I think one of these intangibles, you care about being a life changer and you want to leap in the front and do what you're doing. And I get that. But you're also really caring about being a life changer. And what I mean is you're not just doing it, like you said, for the money. You called it a life hack. I get it. And then then you look at Jana, and she's a school teacher. And like conversations I've had with her and what she's done, I mean, she on a part-time basis, how much did she do last month on as a part-timer?
I think she was, what was it, 17 or, yeah, 17? Oh, last month?
Yeah,
last month. I was going to say last week. She just had last, I mean, 2 weeks ago, she was, her week was like 17K week or something like that.
Yeah, so she had over a 20K month. She had over a 20K
yep,
month.
Yep.
As a part,
she's had two in a row. She was, I think she had, all right, last month was 26K month. The yep. month before that, she was 17K month. That's right. Yep.
Okay. So over the last 2 months, she did 42,000 in life premium. We have insurance got full-time people are listening to that going, what? She's a full-time school teacher and she does this part-time and she can't do it all the time. She is a part-time, when she's part-time, she's 100% what she's doing this business, she's doing it. But she did more than a lot of these other guys. And what I say is, one thing I noticed about your organization and your guys, there's just no excuses. If there's an opportunity to do activity, whether it's A lead, B lead, or warm market, they're doing it. They're not waiting around for the business to come to them. I talked about that on a couple posts I made and a couple stuff I've read. Your job in this business is to move forward. If you're standing still waiting for your business to happen, you're going to wait a long time. Your job is to drive that business, and you got your guys driving the bus, so to speak. They're sitting in the driver's seat, and maybe they can't make a right, so they see they can make a left, so they make that turn. And they're going and getting business. They're not waiting around for it to come to them. And that's what is, for your group, it just blows me away. And that comes from you. And I see that with her. I see that with your other people. I see with Ellier. Ellier has a new person, 8,600 last week. I mean, I think that, you know, there's no accident that I think in the first quarter, by mid first quarter, that your team regularly will be issuing 100K a month. You know, you'll be doing next year, I bet you issue between 1.5 and 2 million a year. And it's because of, and with part-timers, I started out part-time, you're part-time. Part-time people that want something else in their life, that want that life hack, that want that ability to grow, you're a natural leader in that because you've done it. It's funny. Steve started out part-time with Lisa. I started out part-time with Colleen. You're doing this part-time. It is a natural progression. What I tell people is that people who jump in and just do this full-time, and they're great to have on your team, but they're also sometimes they lose that drive, that fire. It gets lost when they start doing it all the time because they kind of hit a goal and they didn't write their next goal down, or they don't have their next goal. And the one thing that you've done is, as you continue to self-develop, you continue to actually gravitate towards the business building side of your own personal business. And, you know, I just want to share you to share. The last thing I want to cover is you talking to business owners and you talking about what we've done and the reaction you've gotten, because people know you own a health business. That, you know, and what I mean by that is mental health. You have a mental health business. So you've never been in your community as a financial, you know, professional. You've never had a financial services firm before. This is, you know, a couple of years to where we're asking you to, you used to do a lot of leads. Now you've gotten out in the field. What's been the reaction in your community, people you know or people you meet, to you now being in a financial services professional?
Yeah, it's been a great reaction. But I think just to backtrack real quick, I had to learn that new identity for myself too, right? Because when I was first out, like just out running leads, I was just a mortgage protection person, and I did that a few years ago, right? And mm-hmm. So for me, I had to learn. I didn't know, you know, until joining Freedom Financial that we could even do all the rest of this stuff that we can do, right? So I had to learn what that even meant for me, and then also believe it for me, right? And part of that had to do with getting on all these calls, hearing you talk about the market, talking to Steve, a lot of conversations, trying to understand things, and kind of like, and I always tell people, regardless of my feelings, some weeks I was just like, man, I don't know, what am I doing? You know, I told myself, no matter what, get on the calls. Right? Get in every meeting that's accessible to me, no matter what. Right? And I think mm-hmm. that what that did for me was it allowed me to just, you know, be able to continually learn, continually get around people who spoke the language I was trying to learn to speak. And then from there, as I was starting to, you know, talk to business owners, let them know what I did, it was initially surprising, right? I'd call Steve and be like, oh my gosh, I just talked to a business owner and I told him what I did. And they are just like, oh my goodness, I need you. Can we sit down? And I'm like, Steve, I don't know what I'm even sitting down with them about, but they need me to sit down. And it's always been a positive response. I mean, and that's what I always tell my brokers too. It's like whenever they're going out and they're talking to people, I'm like, let me know when you have a negative response. I'm still waiting. Right. And I still haven't got a call from any of them. I'm waiting for them to have that response. Like, oh my gosh, you're a financial service professional. No, that's garbage. There's no way you could do this. You know, but it's always been positive, Mike. Like, and it's been overwhelmingly positive in the sense that people's usual reaction is not just, oh, okay, cool. That's great. Thanks for telling me. It's like, oh, wow, I need to sit down and talk to you. Right. And so I'm literally, you know, I think I'd use the example of like talking to a guy at a soccer game, and I'm sitting down with him, you know, this week to show him, you know, potentially rolling over about 400K as well as putting in, you know, two kids' college IUL, college savings, and then also two Roth IRAs for him and his, well, you know, one for him, one for his wife. Right. And that just came out of just telling him what I did. And so it's just what I'm finding that is continually surprising me is that some of these business owners that I would have believed would have certain things in place, would have, you know, all the stuff taken care of, like they don't. And they were looking for someone who they already knew or someone in their actual community, not just somebody calling from, you know, a third party company trying to solicit them, but someone who's actually in their community to come and service them and have a one-on-one conversation with them in person and help take them through the process. And so it's been overwhelmingly positive. It's actually helped build my confidence. And the reason I say that is for anybody listening who says, I don't have confidence in this yet. I didn't either. Right. And mine is still growing. Right. But part of my confidence is being connected to this firm. Right. And so the confidence I might be lacking in certain areas, I lean on the firm for that confidence. Right. And so, yeah, it's been really a really good response, and then you're seeing that trickle into the guys that I work with, right? I'm just like, guys, like the right now with the market, I think I've said it before in another call, like the market right now is so crazy that everybody, I mean, the lady that you mentioned, Cecilia, who did the 100K rollover, that was, I Sherpa'd that case. She's in Texas, one of Ellier's brokers, and she's got several more that she's going to be bringing because she's got people who are looking to move their money, and she's just been having the conversation. She's a full-time nurse. And has been having the conversation. She's put apps in before, but that was her first 100K rollover. Went smoothly, and people are looking to have the conversations with us if we'll just have it with them. We'll just let them know what we do. If we'll just do it, you know, in a way that allows people to really understand what it is that we do and how we can be of value to them. It's like you're. I mean, just like Zach Del Monte, what he wrote. He's like, you know, by having a conversation, look what happened, right? And then somebody else wrote, I think it was actually Zach also, who was like, he made a Facebook post. Something else came from that, right? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in the market that is literally driving people to us. And so what you're seeing from me, Mike, is when you were saying earlier about my guys going out and getting stuff, we've been pushing the whole thought process, or the whole word for the last 2 or 3 months has been urgency, like having a sense of urgency, not just sitting back and allowing any type of procrastination to come into our mouths or our minds or our hearts, but like to really say that we're going to go after every opportunity when we have it, you know, just go after it, right? So having a sense of urgency that is kind of, and I always used to use this where I'm trying to, I always tell myself I need to lock myself into whatever I believe was going to be good for my life, right? So when I met Steve, I believed he was going to be really good for my life. So I had to have a sense of urgency and not just sit and wait for Steve to call me and see like what he wants me to do. But I told myself I was going to get in his armpit and call him like every single day, then have a sense of urgency that was going to lock me into being a part of Brooks Financial and Freedom Financial. And so that's what I tell my brokers, especially my new ones, have so much of a sense of urgency when you know something's good for your life that you're trying to lock yourself into it, right? You're not waiting for Tuba to be the one that like guides you through everything. You're trying to do so much that like a Manning will always be by my side, right? He's done so much activity and it's locked him and his wife, Caitlin's life into what we do. He's going to have other platforms and other stuff that he'll do along the way, right? But he'll be just right by my side the same way Amani Katrina has been by yours for the last 9-10 years, right? Same way Zach has been by yours for the last 9-10 years. They were locked in, right? And so I think, you know, a lot of that is what you're seeing from me just come from the market, coming from just being around a really great organization, having the best products. I mean, all this stuff, right? And if you hear me and you're like new on this phone call or on this conference call and you're like, man, he seems so hype and aggro and like confident and all these things about what he's talking about, this was not me a year and a half ago, right? I haven't been around the organization for like 9-10 years. Like me a year and a half ago didn't talk like this, right? But I allowed all of the things that you're hearing to like become a reality for my life. And now this is the product that you're getting from that. And my hope is that a year from now you hear me talking, it's a whole different Tuba because even more things have happened, right? But hopefully that all makes sense.
It makes sense. So you said something, go after every opportunity. That was urgency. Do you know what the definition of what you just said is? An entrepreneur. You defined an entrepreneur. So the problem is not everybody, they say they're entrepreneurs, but they're not doing that. So what you're doing is just teaching them what it is to be an entrepreneur in financial services. It's not waiting around, it's making it happen. And I think that the reason why you're part-time, people are doing it is what you just said. It's actually like I have an aha moment, epiphany. I just had one. That's what it is. The other thing is there are things that you found that I think, like you said, that in a million years, like let's say there's 350 people on this call. And if I told everyone that, because we have a company called American National and they allow us to get a referral fee for referring them 401ks and they manage it under variable annuities and we actually help them through the app process, but they have a supervisor that's technically right on every app and we get a commission on it just like we would for writing a simple IRA. They can put more money in and it's literally a 401k because they can max it out at that 19K and it goes up, I think, next year at over 20. But you have their largest case they've ever accepted. How many employees are you going to have to take apps for?
230.
And you have another one following right behind it. Guys, everybody on this call is like, he did what with what license? How did he do that with our license? Like what? Well, here's the thing. It's because he asked questions. He came to meetings. He got on calls. All the things he did led him to do this. And he didn't know 100% when he got to the process that he could do it, but we got it done. You got it done. And you didn't call me every minute of the day to figure it out. The care has been really good about holding your hand. Matter of fact, they actually are talking about flying somebody out to help you, like when you roll it out so that the apps are taken properly. They're going to, I think, fly an account manager out now. That's in the works. So, guys, what we can do is basically almost unlimited with the support systems we have in place. And honestly, it's like because you went and got it. I'll be honest with you, there's so many people like that we trained on business owners, calling on business owners. We left the meeting and I look at how many people are actually doing it or calling PNC shops actually doing it. I will say this, with the agents you have, You have more people calling on PNC shops and getting results than anybody. You have more people calling on business owners and getting results. And you're newer here than agents and managers have been around forever. And it's because you're really getting them to go after it. They're not driving by a PNC shop and not stopping. They're not driving by a business and not stopping. If they have a relationship, they're asking some questions. They're not being intrusive. They're being supportive and helping. And they're taking the same fundamental life hack thought process that you put on them to change their life. And they know if they get in front of people with just a couple little ideas, we might be able to change their life, change their college savings, change their tax for retirement, offer them a SEP IRA, show them how they can move money into one of our products so they quit losing money in the marketplace. And I can't be proud of you for being able to communicate that and transfer that knowledge and that enthusiasm. It goes back to the Frank Betcher book, How I Raised. I got people texting me, is you have to have a security license? No, you don't, because they can do what's called an assignment of commissions. They basically become the agent of record on those apps, and they can do an assignment of commissions. They manage it. They're securities people at securities products, but they can do it. I have a broker dealer that I work with, and the crazy part about the whole thing is, to me, if you find someone with, like, let's say $10 million, and they really want someone to do some of the managed money where you do some annuities, they'll actually do an assignment of commission to you. There's not really another override in it. We don't make money at it, Freedom, but I've actually had agents refer them business. They manage, you know, take $5 million under management. You get to do the annuities. You get paid commission on it. They'll even tell them to do annuities, and then they literally will pay you an assignment of commission for that. And what is so that we can get take over everything and help them. And this is a good, sharp group. And the point is, my parents were going through, until my mom passed, my parents were going through the process of moving everything to them. So I don't know what'll happen with it now, because my stepfather's a little stubborn, but my mom was really pushing it because they'd not done well. Their agent didn't, they hadn't been doing well on the financial services side. They did good on the products we have, but not on the products that the other side. So, you know, it's just having your mind open and understanding it and coming to the training and taking notes and sitting in front, understanding that if you sit in front or if you get on the calls and you listen, that you're going to get nuggets. And that nugget that you got, guys, let's just say it's about $2 million that's going to from this company that's going to come into a year. So it's like him writing a $2 million annuity. And it's $2 million a year, and there's trails on it. So the commission is a little lower on the front end, but you're going to literally get paid. As long as they have this plan in place, you're going to get commission every year, and the agency writer going to get commission every year, and Steve's going to get a little bit, we're going to get a little scrape. But it's basically, if they keep it for 10 years, we get it every time a new person comes on and a new application is taken. Guess what? You get full comp on that for the first year and then trails. So it is an amazing opportunity that you found, and you did because you've taken it. Now, we had other people write them in the past. In Chicago, we have a 50-employee group that's using American National for that. It's a health agent that we do business with, Michelle, and she wrote it. And she had someone else that was 14. They had 14 employees. She's just done a couple simples because it is simpler to do. But it gives you the opportunity to where if you have someone on a simple, like, for instance, we had the dental lab under Angel. If they get over 100 employees, we know we're not losing that business. We're going to switch them to American National. Now, he wanted to do the simple, and because he's doing all the payroll in-house, so this made sense. He picked that option instead of the one you picked. But he knows that when he gets to 101 employees that we're going to have to switch it to American National, and the guy's cool with it. So I just, like I said, I am going to kind of go back to the basics. The basics are, is you're not worrying about making money on people, but magically you now are. And you're not worrying about pushing people, you're pulling them, and they're actually doing it. And everybody heard, you had failures, you got upset when people left. You put your heart on your sleeve. Steve does the same thing. Not everybody works out. But if you gave up, you wouldn't have found Jana, you wouldn't have found Manning, you wouldn't have the 8 or 9 people you mentioned that are doing what they're doing. But what I think that is exciting, and I'm happy you've gotten to see it in a year and a half because you've not given up on the recruiting end, you've seen a life hack now. You've seen it a few times, and you've seen your ability to put people in a better place. We're not about selling leads. We're not about selling like a system. We're about training a system and them selling products. And we only make money off the sale what we do. And that's the unique thing about us. The where some of these people you mentioned came from is where they had alternative revenue streams. And when you have alternative revenue streams, the more they teach you how to sell, guess what? The more to teach you how to close, the less you might need the leads, the less value they bring, and they get worried about that. And then that's a huge profit center for them. that's a loser for us producing leads. And I think that mindset switch as agents come on is that sometimes they're relying on the next lead. And there's a lot of managers that will hear what you're doing. And it's kind of crazy. And yes, Steve sent me a text and he said that it's unbelievable. It's the biggest plan they've ever done. And you know, but you and your agents are going to have to take it. I was telling Steve, he's like, do you want to come down? I'm like, I can't take apps because I you guys would lose the commission and Steve can't take apps. You and your agents are the ones that have to take those 230 apps. You know, we can.
Yeah,
come
and what I love about that, Mike.
Yeah.
And what I love about it is that, and it's the same way we look at the business owners, right? And I think just for anybody who's hearing the talk about business owners, what I love about adding it in, right? So my agent, my brokers that are doing A-leads, don't stop A-leads and go chase business owners, right? They're doing it in addition to. So that's what I love about the boot camps. Look, we learned about at the Charlotte boot camp, really learned about the simple IRAs and the 401ks and how that applied to business owners, right? And that was really what, from there, same thing with the CPA and the PNC talk. From there, we were able to say, okay, based off of your schedule for maybe a Manning, maybe you just go and try to talk to one PNC shop a week. That's it, right? Okay, broker over here, would you like to focus on that? No, but I'd love to talk to business owners, and I really kind of mesh well with business, like salon owners. Okay, well, you go talk to one salon owner or three a week, right? Because at the end of the day, when I sat down, like this business owner I've been working with, the 401k was just one of the things I've been helping them with, right? This is the same business owner that I put in 20 million or 10 million in coverage, and that was one time 17,000 AP app, right? She also needed some stuff for a key manager. I did some stuff for the children. There's more stuff that's coming on. I mean, I sat down with another financial advisor that works with her, and he said, hey, look, she's probably going to need another 50 million in coverage in the next couple of years for just the life side, right? And so when you look at a business owner, sometimes you go in there and they may not need something for the key management, or they may not need this, or may not need that. But there's like a whole list of things that we can do for them. And what I love about that is that's exactly the same for when we sit down with individual, right? So we're going to sit down with these 230 people, put in the application for the 401k, but you better believe that my brokers are going to also go through the list of things like, all right, well, what else do you have in place for your own personal life insurance? Or do you have any kids, college savings? We won't do that right there in that session, but they'll schedule a time to sit down with them to go over supplemental items that potentially those people are going to need, right? Whether it's, you know, putting in a Roth IRA outside of the 401k or any of those type of things. So they're going to be able to go in there because we're able to do so many different things and write other business off of sitting down with the clients. And so when you talk about sitting down with business owners, I didn't know this was going to come from that, right? I just thought I was going to be going in there. Okay, you need a small life insurance policy. Now there's all kinds of stuff coming from that. I've also been introduced to a CPA and a whole other wealth management firm. And then one of my brokers is linked up with their PNC shop person. They're meeting with them. And there's going to be more business. Of tons more business that comes from just one conversation where I ran into this lady at a grocery store, told her what I did, and she said, oh yeah, I need you to come in and help me. I'm looking at her company and the size of she's worth over 100 million thinking she's already got these people in her life, right? And so I think if you're hearing me out here that most people, we think they have their team, I mean, all the people they need in their life when it comes to their financial service stuff, but they don't usually have everybody. And if they do, they don't have anyone who does it like we do, right? They don't have anybody who has access to the products that we have, who doesn't come in and just try to sell stuff, but really does fact finding to make sure we're putting them in the right place. And then also the knowledge of how to really take care of a business owner. And so there's just so many things. So I can sit there with another life insurance person on her team, even though there's not, and still be able to bring something different of value to the circle, right? And so I just encouragement that you can add in some of these conversations when you hear talk to a business owner, a PNC shop or CPA shop. Like it's in addition to what you're already doing. But I mean, just by doing that, who knows what happens? It might be an added 50K to your year or 100K or 10K or a residual 30K a year for the next 10 years. Who knows? Right. And so it's why this is a life hack. There's so many avenues the stuff that you could be doing in addition to what you're doing, right? You just have to have a sense of urgency, go after it, not feel like you have to know everything, because I definitely didn't. I'm learning about the 401ks as I'm going through. This is my first one. I've got another one lined up that once we do that, it should be another 150 employees. And now that opens up a whole nother ticket of, you know, avenue of people we can go talk to about something else we can do, right? And so it should all be encouragement. Hopefully when you're hearing this stuff, at first when I used to hear stuff like this, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do all that. You just choose one thing, you talk to your manager, you figure out what you can implement, you get good at that, and then once you implement that, then you add some more things in.
Well, I want to point one thing out, and then we'll end it for the day. I really appreciate you being honest. What's so interesting, if you bring 230 employees on, that's basically 230 additional families to talk to. And what you don't realize is the same thing that happened to Angel with all the rollovers he got off the 70 employees. There's going to be a bunch of rollovers. You're going to find a bunch of money because those people, like I said, there's a lot of people that worked somewhere else that had the old 401ks and IRAs sitting out there. And guess what they've noticed on their old 401ks and IRAs? They've not done well. And they had a loss year, and you're going to sit in front of these people. When you take those apps, you're going to find a bunch of money to get moved. Do what you say you're going to do, therefore get that in place. But then you'll get to go back and you'll be able to do living benefits, life insurance, you'll be able to do rollovers, college savings, tax-free retirement. There's going to be a lot of other things that pop up, and this is going to be an explosion of business, not just in the apps you take, but all the other things that we do that they'll understand and you'll be able to help them with. So super proud of you and your team and Steve and you for doing an amazing job mentoring and coaching these people. But like I said, you're definitely a life changer, and you're taking, and you're not worrying about the failures, the people that upset you that maybe didn't finish. You're focusing on the positive and keeping the negative side of your thought process. And that's through self-development. That's through understanding that not everyone's going to be an entrepreneur. There are a lot of entrepreneurs out there. But if you find a real entrepreneur in this business, then you can really teach them a life hack. So I'm really proud of you, and thank you for trusting us and being part of our business. So I appreciate you.
Thanks. I appreciate that, and I appreciate those words.
Hey, everybody have a great week, and night school this week. A couple people text me about this. I'll touch on a couple other things on this at night school. So you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to everybody on Thursday night. I'm free. I've got a couple appointments today. This morning, one right after, and then two other ones. And then I've got a new carrier call today, I think at 2:30 to 4:30. So I'll be unavailable during those times too. So if you need me, just shoot me a text. Have a great week, everybody. I appreciate everybody for jumping on the call.